Tonight, Miss Benita Granville and Myron McCormick, starring in Wednesday's Child from Studio One at CBS.
Ray, will you please listen to me? It's hard enough as it is.
What I want to know is, how long has this cheap romance been going on?
Mother, Dad, stop it! Stop it!
With a moment from Wednesday's Child by Leopold Atlas, we invite you to Studio One. A full hour of dramatic entertainment from radio's most celebrated playhouse. And now to introduce tonight's great story, here is the director of Studio One, Fletcher Markle.
Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you a tender and touching study in childhood. The story about a boy named Bobby, aged 11, who suffered painful injustices for which he was not in any way responsible. And the quandary of bewilderment and confusion Bobby Phillips endured was doubly hurtful because it happened in his own home, growing out of an unhappy relationship between his own mother and father. Indeed, Wednesday's Child by Leopold Atlas dramatizes a relationship that is uncomfortably familiar in many homes. A relationship, unfortunately, not as rare as it ought to be. Tonight, starring in Peter Lyon's version for listening of Wednesday's Child, we have with us one of your favorite Hollywood performers, Miss Bonita Granville, co-starring with Myron McCormick, whom radio listeners have recently welcomed back from a long run in Broadway's State of the Union. You'll be hearing Miss Granville as Catherine Phillips, with Mr. McCormick as Ray, and to play Bobby Phillips, their son, in the story, we're proud to present you a youthful but remarkably talented performer currently appearing in the Broadway hit Young Man's Fancy, Master Donald Hastings. Please to begin.
Now, I want to surprise your mother. Is she home?
Surprise? But she...
Whisper.
But Mom's not home. She's down getting supper at the grocer's.
Well, what are you whispering for, then?
But you're not coming back for 2 more weeks.
I know, but here I am. What shall I do? Go away and come back in 2 weeks?
No.
Okay, then I'll stay and surprise Mother like I planned to. Now then, first give me a great big hug.
Okay.
Now we'll see what's in this package.
Oh, a present?
Nope, wrong one. That's steak for our surprise dinner.
Can I try this one?
Okay. Oh, by the way, how long has Mother been gone? I don't want her to come in suddenly and spoil her own surprise.
What is this, Daddy?
Oh, it's nothing much. Just a geographical jigsaw. A man was selling them down the street. I would have brought you something better if I wasn't in such a hurry. Now, the next time...
Well, this is okay, Dad.
Hey! Get it out of the way. Hide it back in the box. Your mother will know I'm here and where all my surprises have gone.
Okay, but we can play it together later on, can't we?
Why, sure, Bobby, sure. I'll tell you. Look, I'll go upstairs now and get all dressed so that when she comes, we can have a real party tonight. What do you say?
Just the three of us.
Just the three of us. Who else? Now then, I...
What's the matter?
I think that's the car. It is. She's coming. Quick now. Hide the jigsaw puzzle.
Hang up your coat.
Nope, I'll take it upstairs with me. Hide the steak.
Here's your suitcase.
Right, and not a word now.
Bobby, where are you?
I'm here by the kitchen door, Mom.
Well, you better hurry and wash up, dear. I'll have supper ready in just a few minutes. You can wash up here if you like, in the kitchen.
Okay. Well, what did you buy for supper?
Chops. Here, take these bundles, will you? Why, what's the matter? What's funny?
Nothing.
You shouldn't giggle at nothing, Bobby. I'll get some water boiling. You finished your lessons?
Yep.
Geography, too? And
what's the matter, Mom?
What? Did you hear a noise? Just now, from upstairs.
Yep, that's a surprise.
Why, it's Ray.
He came home early as a surprise.
Oh, Ray? Ray, is that you?
Hi, honey. Surprise. Isn't it wonderful? I got finished in Chicago 2 weeks ahead of time.
Oh, Ray.
Come on, give me a kiss.
Honestly, Ray, you scared me stiff.
Well, I'm sorry, dear. I did come in on you kind of suddenly, didn't I?
Very.
Well, come on. Don't look so sore.
I didn't give you away, Dad. She just guessed it was you.
Ray, least you might have done was to phone or wire or even write.
It spoiled all the fun. No, sorry.
And why all the fancy clothes? Tuxedo, black tie.
Celebration. Isn't it cause to celebrate when the old man gets home from Chicago 2 weeks ahead of schedule? Or isn't it?
Oh, sure, dear, sure.
I brought you a special surprise with me, too. Here, a steak, a sirloin.
Oh, Ray, how nice.
Well, that's better. Now then, Bobby and I have it all planned, haven't we, Bobby?
Yes, sir.
Tonight, there's going to be a party.
Just the three of us.
Steak and afterwards ice cream, and that's why I'm all dressed up. Darling, why don't you go upstairs and get all dressed up, too?
Ray, all these plans made. Spoiling my evening doesn't matter at all.
Oh, I didn't know. Were you going to do something tonight?
Oh, no.
Well, then I don't see why.
If you can't see how, I'm not going to try to explain.
Well, I thought my coming home was going to be a pleasant surprise.
But I wasn't prepared for you. How could you expect it to be? I mean, the last time you wrote, Ray, you said you weren't coming home for 2 weeks. Then I walk into the house suspecting nothing and suddenly hear footsteps above me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Catherine. Well, let's have the party anyway. Scoot upstairs and get into that white evening dress, and we'll have candles on the table and everything.
All right.
I'll have drinks ready by the time you get back. Okay, waiter?
Okay, chef.
Steak?
In the oven.
You mean under the broiler. Potatoes?
All done.
Ice, soda, glasses?
On the tray in the living room. Everything's ready for the party.
Oh, you're wrong. There are no flowers.
Oh, no flowers.
Quick, before your mother comes down, what's the name of that florist on Cedar Avenue?
Jim.
Jim, that's a big help. What's his last name?
Bischoff, I think.
Bischoff, that's right. Well, I'll look in the book. B.B. Oh, yes, here it is. 20104. Hello? Hello? Who's that? Oh, it's me, Catherine. I'm sorry, I didn't realize you were on the extension. No, go ahead and call. You were first. Who are you calling? Soda water? We've got half a case here. You don't need to call. Who, me? Oh, well, the florist. I'm still rising to the spirit of the occasion. Okay, then I'll go ahead with my call.
No answer?
No, it doesn't sound like it. Nope, no answer. Well, I guess Mother will have to do without the flowers. It's too bad.
Here she comes.
Quick, reception committee.
Hello.
Darling. Oh, you look beautiful in that gown.
Do I?
Beautiful enough to be kissed. Well, now that I've mentioned it, I think I will. There, no sooner said than done. Doesn't your mother look good, Bobby?
Yes, she does.
Thank you, Bobby.
Now the cocktails are in the living room. Bring on the dancing girls. May I take your arm, madame? That's good. Home-cooked meal after 4 weeks away.
More?
More after what I've eaten.
Bobby, more ice cream?
No, thanks.
Are you going to be home long this time, Ray?
I don't know. It all depends.
On what?
Well, after the contract I landed this time, it may mean we'll be able to get out of the suburbs and maybe live right in town the way you've always wanted.
Oh, really?
Well, isn't that what you've always wanted?
Oh, yes, I suppose it is.
Fine thing. Here I come home with good news and all I get is a noncommittal oh, really.
Of course, it's marvelous, Ray. Congratulations.
I shouldn't have to travel so much when I have such a pretty wife. Oh, well, what's the difference? It'll all come out in the wash. Miss me?
Of course.
How much?
Oh, Ray, not at the table.
Come on, that's not missing me very much. One kiss?
Don't do that!
Well, what's the matter?
Bobby.
Why, he's jealous. Well, I don't blame you, old man. I'd be jealous, too. Come along and Mother will kiss you.
I'm not jealous.
What have you got on your mind, Bobby?
Nothing.
I think you'd better go to bed now, young man. You're tired.
Oh, let him sit up for a while.
What? Is it 8 o'clock already?
Sounds like it.
I'd better get these dishes cleared off. Bobby, bedtime.
Oh, here, here. Dishes are my job. I'm washing tonight.
Oh, no, it'll take me just a second.
Now, you just sit down and take it easy. I'll have this all cleared away in no time.
All right. Bobby, run along to bed now.
You're telephoning.
Please, Bobby, go to your room and get into your pajamas.
Okay.
Got everything you need, Ray?
Everything under control.
Sure, I can't help.
Now, listen, stop worrying. I can wash dishes. After 3 weeks, it's a pleasure to...
What's the matter?
Who are you phoning at this hour?
I wasn't phoning. I was just picking up my cigarette holder, see?
Oh. Where'd Bobby go?
It's after 8. Time for him to be in bed.
Oh, not the night I come home. Not the night we have a party. Where is he? Upstairs?
No, right there in the sun porch. I moved his bed down there since the weather's been so fine.
Well, that's a good idea. Bobby!
I'm getting undressed.
Okay, when you're in your pajamas, come on out and sit around. You can stay up later than usual tonight. Work that jigsaw puzzle.
All right.
Well, I'll have the dishes finished in just a shake.
Excuse me.
Hello, Howard. Glad I've reached you. He's back. Yes, I can't talk. Bye.
Excuse me.
Oh, Bobby, I didn't see you. All ready for bed?
I just wanted to get the present Father brought me.
You're not going to sit up with us for a while?
I'm going to bed.
Isn't your room upstairs?
Nah. Mom has me sleeping right here on the sun porch. There's a lot of space there. We can set up the forts and all the soldiers.
Nobody home?
No. Mom's at some club meeting. Dad's at work. Here, you take the erector set and I'll take the blocks.
What are we going to use for cannonballs?
These good old steel marbles. They'll make swell cannonballs.
Gee, it's a keen erector set. Where'd you get it?
My father bought it for me yesterday. It's because I'm going to be an engineer when I grow up.
Yeah, engineer. I'm going to be an automobile racer. Or maybe an airplane pilot.
An engineer's better. They go all over the world. They go to France and South America and Arabia and Alaska and out west. And they build bridges and statues and palaces and roads and everything.
Airplane pilots go all over everywhere, too. And they go faster.
I'll travel by airplane, maybe, if you're a good enough pilot. Come on, hurry up. I got my fort all finished already.
Yeah, I wish my father'd give me an erector set like this.
I asked my father, and he said an engineer is one of the best things to be.
Which man is your father, Bobby?
You know my father.
Is it the man we saw you walking with last night?
Yeah.
I never saw him before.
Well, he was away on a long trip. He came back last week.
Oh. I thought that man we saw with your mother down on the boardwalk by the ocean was your father. Remember that time after the football game?
I don't remember.
Oh, sure you do. Remember, we saw a woman with a man sitting on a bench on the boardwalk. We sneaked up and saw it was your mother?
Maybe it wasn't my mother.
What are you lying for? You recognized her, don't you remember? You were going up to her when she kissed the man.
She didn't kiss him.
Oh, yes, she did. Boy, for about a half an hour, what a kiss.
Well, that man was my father.
Wow. But you just said...
Shut up, you dirty little sneak.
Oh, I won't shut up.
Shh.
Well, I'm not either a dirty little sneak.
It's my mother and father coming in.
I didn't see you coming down the block.
You didn't?
You must have been right behind me.
Yes. Nice time at the club meeting?
Nothing to talk about.
Play bridge? Win? Lose?
Neither.
Meeting just breaking up?
Yes.
Who'd you come home with?
No one. Why?
Catherine, before we talk about anything else, suppose you tell me a little bit about this club meeting. What did you do there? Might be interesting. Tell me about it.
I didn't go to the club meeting, Ray.
I know you didn't.
Oh, you know?
Of course I know. What do you think I am, another
fool? Bobby, I'm scared. I want to get out.
Don't go, Lenny.
I don't suppose you'll believe me, Ray, if I tell you I'm glad you know at last. I've been almost crazy wanting to tell you about it and talk it over with you.
Well, that's rich. Now that I've found out for myself, you want to tell me about it. What's the matter? Has he thrown you over and you've decided you want to come back to me?
Ray, will you please listen to me? This is hard enough as it is.
What I want to know is how long has this cheap romance been going on?
This is not a cheap romance. We're in love.
Bobby, is there any way I can get out? Does that screen door work?
Yeah, but they'll hear you. Stay with me, Lenny.
I'm Mary. You set up a good home for you. It isn't a mansion, but it's a home, even though you've never liked it.
Listen, Ray, there's no point in being bitter. Let's talk it over calmly. Ray, we're not suited to each other. We should never have married in the first place.
Well, this is a fine time to come to that conclusion.
Just because we made one mistake doesn't mean that we've got to go on making it for the rest of our lives.
Mistake, eh? Oh, I suppose having Bobby was a mistake, too.
Oh, gee.
Bobby, I'm scared. I wish I wasn't.
I guess children get in the way of women who want to play around.
Must be the offensive. I'm not playing around, and I do love Bobby. You know I do. I've been a good mother, and you've no right.
I don't care if they do hear me, Bobby. I'm leaving.
All right, Captain. The past is past. But what have we done? We're the parents of a child. Are we going to make up or what?
Ray, two people can't live together unless they're in love. You don't really love me.
Oh, you're doing my thinking for me now, huh?
You're a reasonable man, Ray. Why suddenly pretend that it never crossed your mind that we were drifting apart?
You managed to put everything so simple. All right, go back to your boyfriend. Make me tired of you.
He loves me, whether you believe it or not, he does. He wants to marry me.
My, what a noble character. I suppose I really should admire him.
Actually, if you met him under normal circumstances, you'd like him.
How sweet, how adorable. Well, I don't fall for it. You think I'm a sap? You know what you are, don't you? Why, you little...
Hey, don't you dare!
Mom, Dad, stop it! Stop it!
Bobby must have heard everything. Oh, Ray, this is awful.
Yeah, not a very pretty conversation for a boy.
And now he's run out of the house. I'm going to find him. He's probably gone down to the beach. He must understand.
Well, if he does, he's a smarter man than his father.
Oh, Bobby. Oh, Ma.
Oh, Bobby. My little boy. You must understand, dear. Come on. Let's go sit here on this bench and have a talk.
Not that bench, Mom.
Why not, dear?
Because that's where I saw you with that other man.
Bobby, you mustn't think. When you're older, you will understand about men and women.
Aren't you going to live at home anymore, Mom?
Bobby, don't you see it?
Is it because Father hit you?
Well, yes. It's partly that.
But you slapped him too, Mom. Aren't people supposed to forgive each other?
Darling, I don't hate your father. I'd forgive him if that were all.
Is it because he called you those bad names and hurt your feelings?
It's so complicated, Bobby. It's not because Daddy called me bad names or hurt my feelings.
You and he hurt my feelings, but I'll forgive you.
How, dear? How'd we hurt your feelings?
You don't want me around here.
Oh, no, no, Bobby.
I can tell.
We were very excited and didn't know what we were saying. I'm sorry, Bobby. I didn't mean to... Look, tell you what. You go home now, and then when Mother has arranged several important things, she'll come to take you with her to her new home. And
I don't want a new home. I want you to come back.
I can't ever go back, dear. But I'll be with you as soon as I can arrange it. Now, you better go home, Bobby. It's nearly your supper time.
Are you going to stay here?
Only for a little while. And then Mother's going away, too.
Where?
I don't know yet.
You're waiting for someone.
No. I only want to stay here and think. Now, Bobby, do run along, and Mother will come to see you soon and take care of you. I promise that. Come on, kiss me goodbye, just for a little while.
You don't love Father anymore.
Oh, Bobby, you mustn't bother your little head about that. You must forget it. I promise you that someday when you're older,
You love that other man.
What other man?
The one you kissed down here that afternoon. It's all your fault. I know it now. You came here to meet that man. He's going to take you away.
I hate him. I hate you, too.
Oh, Bobby.
I know. You don't want to come back because you don't want to... because you want to go away with that man. I saw you. I know where he lives. And you've been there at his house. I saw the two of you.
Oh, Bobby.
Don't touch me. Don't ever touch me again.
Bobby. Bobby, wait. God have mercy on me.
Catherine. Oh, darling, I'm sorry I'm late. I just got your message.
Oh, Howard.
Oh, darling, you're trembling. What's happened? Are you... is anything wrong?
So much, Howard. Howard, I've done it.
Done what, dear?
I've broken with him. Completely.
You have? It's ended?
You're glad?
Glad? What else?
Why? For a moment, I was frightened. There was an awful fight.
Oh, poor baby. But I'm glad. Now we can get you a divorce.
And Bobby?
Well, what about him?
He wants me to come back with him.
Oh, I see.
He heard us fighting. We didn't realize he was in the house. And he's seen us together, Howard.
Well, it's a shame he had to hear you fighting. Unfortunate.
Unfortunate? Oh, Howard, let's get away from here. Take me away with you.
Sure, darling. You must be worn out. So much in one day.
Howard, about Bobby. We'll take him with us, won't we?
Of course, dear. He's your son. He'll be with us right after the divorce.
Proceed, Counselor.
And so, Your Honor, we are forced to assume that plaintiff has based the entire case on the fact that Mrs. Phillips suffered some minor bruises. The further allegation that these bruises were caused by her husband. We deny this allegation and point out that there has been no corroborative testimony. Motion to dismiss the case on grounds of insufficient evidence.
Your Honor, I have a corroborative witness to the beating, but...
You have?
Then why hasn't witness been called?
I've been extremely reluctant to have him take the stand in view of his youth. The witness is the son, Robert Phillips.
Mr. Keyes.
Your Honor will excuse me.
Mr. Keyes, you can't. You mustn't ask Bobby.
Leave it to me, Mrs. Phillips. I'll be...
I insist...
Your Honor, to my own pleas, let me add the proper indignation of the boy's mother, Mrs. Phillips, against the introduction of her child as witness. Her mother feeling naturally revolts against examination of her son, as counsel insists.
I do more firmly insist on his being called now. I cannot permit counsel to pose as the savior of innocence. The court will recall
Your that... Honor must realize the feeling that moves the boy's mother to object.
I object.
All right. Call Robert Phillips.
Robert Phillips? Robert Phillips?
Put your hand on the book. Do you swear to tell the truth? Whole truth?
Just a moment, please. Come over to me, Robert. Do you mind if I call you Bobby?
I don't mind.
No, that's the boy. How old are you?
I'll be 11 in 2 months.
And do you tell lies?
No.
That's one thing a gentleman never does, is tell lies. You know what happens to people when they tell lies?
I think they're punished.
They are. They're punished by God. Do you know who God is?
Yes.
Who is he?
I can't describe him to him, but I've seen him several times.
You've seen him?
I think so.
Now, don't be afraid. When did you see him?
Well, just after I close my eyes to go to sleep, I look into someone's eyes. He has a long beard, that's all. I look into someone's eyes and I fall asleep.
Oh, I see. Yes. All right, Bobby, now go and sit in that chair and answer the questions these men will ask you. But tell everything, and you mustn't lie.
I don't tell lies.
Yes, that's right. All right, Mr. Keyes.
Now, Bobby, tell me where you were on the afternoon of September 11th.
On the sun porch.
That's next to the living room?
Yes.
And were you alone?
Not at first. I was with Lenny Stein, and we were building forts.
And your friend Lenny left, didn't he?
Yeah. He went out by the screen door at the end of the porch.
And what was going on in the living room at this point?
Must I tell?
Yes, Bobby.
Mom and Dad were quarreling.
Did you see your father strike your mother?
I won't tell.
Did your mother scream when your father struck her?
Yes, she did. I told you, didn't I? That I won't tell.
You don't need to tell me anymore, Bobby. The plaintiff rests.
Any motions, gentlemen?
Motion to dismiss complaint on the ground that plaintiff has failed to make out a course of action.
Decision will be rendered tomorrow. Bring the parties before me and call Robert Phillips, too. I hereby award plaintiff a decree of divorce. It will be incorporated into the decree a provision that the child shall be with the father during the months from June to September, and the rest of the year with his mother, until the child has reached his majority. Now then, Bobby, do you understand what I've just said to your parents?
Yes. Mom and Dad aren't married anymore. I'm to be with my father from June to September.
That's right. And the rest of the year with your mother.
Yes, sir.
From Studio One, radio's celebrated playhouse of dramatic entertainment, you're hearing Benita Granville and Richard Arlen starring in Wednesday's Child, a version for listening by Peter Lyon of the play by Leopold Atlas. Our story will resume after the customary pause for station identification. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System. From Studio One, we continue tonight's full-hour dramatic entertainment. Benita Granville and Richard Arlen, starring in Fletcher Markle's production of Wednesday's Child.
There. Carrie! Carrie!
Well?
There, look!
Turned out to be a box after all.
Isn't it swell? It can go by express if I want it to.
Now that you built it, what you going to use it for?
Well, what do you think I'd use it for? I'm going to put all my tools and games and books and things in it. And then maybe next winter I can have it sent to me when I...
Sent to you next winter? You're only going to your father's for the summer.
Well, maybe I might...
Uh-huh. All right. You better clean up this mess of bits and shavings. Your mother and Mr. Peterson will be back soon.
All I've got to do with this box is pack it and then nail the cover on.
Seems like all you do is pack and unpack and pack up again. Someone think you were going away for 10 years instead of just to your father's for 4 months. And you don't go until tomorrow.
Well, it's important. I mustn't leave anything behind that I want. I'll throw all these shavings out in the back.
Is he in the house?
No, he's out back. Just went out.
Oh, good. All right, Howard. Quick.
Okay.
There.
Oh, My, ain't that a beauty?
Best bicycle in the store, Carrie.
My, Carrie, go out back and distract him for a few minutes. You know.
Sure thing, Mrs. Peterson.
Why don't we call him in right away, dear?
No way.
Well, this bike really ought to make him sit up and take notice. He can ride it here today, and on Monday I'll have it sent over to him at his father's.
You're really glad he's going, aren't you?
Oh, Catherine. Now, listen, I won't have you saying things like that. Next thing you'll be believing them.
Sorry, darling. Oh, I do hope he likes it. You were sweet to buy it for him.
Look, suppose you say it's from you, and I act sort of surprised, too. Hmm?
Please. Call him in.
All right. Bobby, we have something for you.
Okay, I'm coming.
I hope you like it.
What is it?
There you are. See?
Collie, a real bike. Thank you very much, sir.
Well, this present comes from both of us, Bobby. Your mother, too.
Oh, sorry. Thank you, Mother.
And you'll be able to ride the bike when you get to your father's, too, Bobby. We're going to have it sent over on Monday.
Gee, really? Can I take it out and ride it now?
Why, sure. It's yours.
I'm going to show it to Carrie first and then for a ride. Carrie, look what I got!
I wish he'd asked us to come watch him ride it for the first time.
You thought of that, too.
Well, anyway, he certainly likes it.
Catherine.
Yes?
I wish we wouldn't evade anymore the fact that he's not happy with us.
Howard.
Well, there's no getting away from it. Has it ever occurred to you that if he could be with his father all the time...
No.
Well, for a year or two anyway...
I won't let his father have him.
But that's not the point, darling. I like Bobby. He's a fine boy. I want him to be happy. But he isn't. And it's what he's doing to you that worries me.
Howard, I just can't lose him to his father entirely.
But, darling, you're losing him more surely this way.
Yes, I know.
Look, I want him to be with us as much as you do. I sincerely like him. But if his being here is going to make you miserable and him unhappy and me...
I can't give him up yet.
Well, he's been with us now for 8 months, dear. It just seems to me...
Please, let's not discuss it anymore.
Good Lord, Catherine. Maybe he'd rather be with his father. You mustn't torture yourself like this. It's not your fault.
It's both our faults.
Well, how? I've done everything I can. I've gone out of my way to be nice to him, and so have you. We've given him everything he wants.
It isn't giving him things.
Yes, dear, I realize that, and I realize that, well, it's quite natural for him to feel strange here and bewildered, but I don't know. He's doing more than that. He's making you feel as though you've committed some crime against him because you left his father and married me. Every time I've kissed you, it's as if we'd been doing something nasty.
I know.
But, darling, we're not doing anything nasty. Why should he make us feel that way? Everywhere I turn, I'm made to feel that I've hurt someone.
There is a reason. It's my being married to you that he resents.
Of course, and that's all the more reason why he should live with his father. What else can we do?
Howard, if I had him all to myself for a while, just the two of us...
So that's what you've been thinking.
I'll never have any self-respect until he believes in me again.
Well, if that's the way things are...
Please, Howard.
All I can say is, try it for a while and we'll see.
I still have another day before he goes. Perhaps I can talk to him, explain that...
No, dear. You've got to tell him that when he comes back next fall, you and he will be alone together for a while.
Darling, you're very wonderful.
And if I were you, I'd make the opportunity to tell him this as soon as possible.
Hello, Bobby. Did you have a nice ride?
Yes, ma'am.
Like your new bike?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Ma'am? Why do you call me ma'am?
I mean... Yes, Mother.
Sit down, Bobby. You're going away from me tomorrow, and I want to talk to you. There. Comfy?
Yes.
You know, I've been thinking. Instead of having supper in the house, what do you say that we take the car, just you and me, and go for a picnic? Roast marshmallows, have hot dogs. We could start now.
I've got to go to Sunday school gym this afternoon.
Oh, yes. The gymnasium. Have you been going to Sunday school every week?
No. I wanted to, but I didn't belong. From the outside, it looks just like the one I used to go to.
Would you like to join it? I didn't know
No.
That...
I'm going home tomorrow anyway.
Home? But this is your home, too, just as much as the old house. Now, first thing you come back, we'll go down
to
this...
Am I to come back here?
Why, of course.
Oh.
You haven't been very happy here, have you, Bobby?
I've been all right.
No, you haven't. Your bags have been packed for 2 days now. You packed them yourself. Do you want to get away from here, from me so badly? You think you'll be happier with your father? Oh, Bobby, why don't you forget what you're holding against me? If I could only make you understand. You must forget what's happened before. You mustn't remember everything. There are some things...
Please, I...
All right, Bobby. I told you once I'd explain everything when you grew older. Do you remember? You're not much older now. I don't know if I should, but I'm going to try. Now, please, Bobby, try to understand. If I lived with your father as you want me to, you wouldn't be happy at all. Even if I went back to him now and we lived together without caring for each other. Oh, that isn't what I wanted to say. Why can't I...
Please, may I go out now?
Bobby, please listen to me. You don't like my living with Howard. Now, that isn't right, Bobby. Howard and I are married. We love each other. We've loved each other for a long time. And anything we did a long time ago or after wasn't wrong. Because when two people love each other, there's nothing wrong, no matter what they do. Do you understand that? What's happened can't be helped or changed now. Oh, Bobby, you must learn to accept things. You mustn't bear resentment against me. You're spoiling your life and mine, too.
I have to go to my room now.
Bobby, listen. Because, well, I'm going to tell you something now that will make you very happy.
No.
Look, Bobby, if I left Howard, I mean if you didn't see Howard anymore, I'd go away from here and get another home.
No.
And then you could come and live with me and I'd take care of you.
No.
And we'd be together.
Why can't I be with my father? Let me go. I want to go away from here.
Bobby, wait. All right. Go. Go away.
Bobby! Bobby!
Oh, Jay, I'm so glad to see you.
Well, 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 welcome back again, old man.
Thank you.
Say, why, you're really grown some, haven't
Almost
you?
Almost an inch.
Let's have another look at you. Ah, you're looking thin, kid. You haven't been sick, have you?
No, I was all right.
Well, that's good. Here, let me take your bag. We'll grab a cab and, what do you say to a shore dinner, just for a starter?
I'd like that.
Attaboy, and, how's your mother?
Mother? Oh,
she's all right, too? Fine? She's happy? Well, that's good, too. I'm happy, you're happy, everybody's happy. Gee, kid, I've missed you. Been kind of lonely for you. You know how it is.
Yeah, I know how it is.
Oh, you do. Well, all right, old man, now we're together. Glad?
Yep.
Well, you're not crying, are you? Well, now, that's not the way. Come on, be a big fella. Men don't cry.
Not crying. Cinder got my eye from the train.
Well, that must have hurt. Shall I try to take it out?
It's out now, I think. It's better.
Good. Hey, taxi! Now then, the first thing, we'll go right out and get that shore dinner and have a good long talk. Okay?
Okay, Dad.
Well, here we are, home again. How's it look to you?
Fine.
It's great to have you back here, too.
I've been counting the days and then the hours and then the minutes. I had a big chart of just how many seconds yesterday before I'd see you.
What? Did you, Bobby?
Uh-huh.
Say, I just got an idea. How'd you like this? We could go on a fishing trip, you and me, when I get my vacation.
A fishing trip?
Go up to Maine for 2 weeks in the big woods. Rent a cabin, just the two of us. I'll fill you full of good meat, you skinny kid, and the fresh air and the sun will do the rest. What do you say?
I say all right.
Put on our old clothes and wear rubber boots way up to here.
I'll have a pair too, won't I?
I'm the best made. Catch trout half as big as you are.
Can we start this week?
Well, we'll have to wait a little while, son, until I get my vacation. I don't get it until the week after next.
Gee, I bet the woods up there are so big. 10 times as big as the woods near our house. And we'll be all by ourselves.
Oh, say, listen, Bobby.
Yeah?
Well, come to think of it, I don't know if I'll... Well, now, tell me, how would you like to go to a boys' camp this summer?
Instead of Maine?
Well, we can find one up in Maine. Then you could go for the whole summer instead of just 2 or 3 weeks.
But how could you be with me at a boys' camp?
Weekends. I could be there every weekend.
Weekends? Won't you be able to come up all the time?
Well, I don't think I could manage that, Bobby.
But you said before you'd go with me.
Well, I guess I spoke a bit out of turn. I forgot several business matters. But you'll like it. I'll find a good camp. Forests and fishing and boys your own age.
But you said before we...
I know, and I meant it. Well, I'll be able to manage somehow. We'll see.
Okay.
Hey, well, we ought to celebrate, after all. Reunion of father and son.
How will we celebrate?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll run down to Huber's and pick up some ice cream for you. You can have that while I'm having a drink, okay?
I'll go with you.
No, you've been running around plenty today. You wait here. What'll I get, chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate and vanilla.
Right. Back in a jiffy. Now wait for me, partner.
Okay, partner. Just a minute, partner. Oh, hello.
Hello, who... Oh, you're Ray's boy, Bobby, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, my name's Louise. I know your father very well. May I come in?
Sure.
I've been wanting to meet you, Bobby. Your father's told me a great deal about you.
Are you going to wait for my father?
Why, yes.
He may not be back for some time.
Well, that's all right.
He's going to be awfully busy tonight.
Well, I think he'll see me. Oh, there he comes now. Let's ask him.
Oh, hey, Bobby, give me a hand with these packages. Lou, well, what are you doing here?
Just dropped in to see you. Glad?
Sure, of course I am. Bobby, this is Miss Norman. She's a
very
good...
Oh, I just met Bobby. We introduced ourselves.
Oh, good.
Are we going to have a party? Oh, what's this? Ice cream and macaroons. Why didn't you tell me, Bobby? Oh, I know. You just wanted it all for yourself.
Bobby, get another highball glass for Louise, will you?
All right.
Ray, I've some wonderful news. I know you'll be glad.
Oh, yeah? What?
I'll be able to take my vacation the same 2 weeks as you.
Well, say, that'll be...
Marvelous, isn't it?
Everything okay, Bobby?
I'm coming. I dropped a glass. I'm sorry.
I had a letter from Betty. Andrew's going. Jay and Len will be there. And the Bridgewaters.
Oh, fine. Where are you going, Bobby?
May I go to bed now?
What about your ice cream?
I guess I was too full. You can have mine, Miss Louise.
Too much shore dinner before we came home, huh?
Good night, Bobby.
Good night, kid. Give me a hug. Head's a little hot, isn't it?
I'm okay. I'll sleep upstairs, huh?
Why, sure.
Good night, then.
Good night, Bobby.
Good night.
Oh, he's nice, Ray. Now that I've seen him, I don't blame you for boasting about him. Now, tell you why I came here tonight. I was thinking, if we got married before our vacations, we could use those 2 weeks as a sort of honeymoon.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I have to be back by the 15th, so what...
Hey, what's that? Did you hear that?
Yes.
Bobby? Bobby? Bobby! Oh, hello, nurse. I'm so glad you could come to the house. How's Bobby?
That must have been quite a fall when he fainted. He's asleep now.
Well, he's much better, isn't he?
Oh, yes. The doctor says he'll be up and around very soon.
He been here yet today?
No, not yet. He's coming later.
Oh, fine. Has Mother been here today?
She's inside now.
Oh.
Hello, Ray.
Hello.
He's asleep.
Well, that's good. Well, I suppose the worst is over.
Hope so.
Be nice to get some sleep again. Been worried.
You suppose I haven't been?
Well, I guess you have.
Well, thank you.
Well, just remembering how he looked when he came home here to me. Thin, all worn out.
Has he said anything to you to make you think he wasn't being taken care of?
No, should he have?
Ray, if there's anything on your mind, say it.
Shh. Oh, we'd better be quiet. He's still asleep.
It's a wonder.
Well, it all comes down to this. I've been working on an idea.
Yes?
I'm still going to be traveling a lot, and Bobby'd have to be alone here a good deal if he stayed with me.
Oh.
And there's another thing. I'm going to get married next month.
So as long as I know he'll be taken care of, you do want him, don't you?
If it were only as easy as all that. Bobby wasn't happy with us, Ray. I was hoping when he came to you that...
Oh.
If you're married, you will have your home and...
Well, it wouldn't be fair to her. Tie her down with a kid so soon. You taught me that lesson. I still remember it.
Isn't it lovely how we've adjusted our lives?
It's probably Dr. Sterling. We'll have to talk it over later.
You wanted to talk to us, Dr. Sterling?
Yes, if I may.
Bobby will be all right.
Bobby? Yeah, I think so. That's what I wanted to talk about. Now, what are you going to do about this boy?
What?
I mean, after he's well. This business of uprooting a child every 6 months or so, it's not healthy.
Well, you see, Doctor, the courts awarded the boy for eight...
Oh, the courts. Forget it. We can fix that. The boy's health is involved. Only problem now is which of you is ready to give him up to the other. One of you must be unselfish. It's for the boy, you know.
I see what you mean, Doctor, but you see...
It's a little more complicated than you think, sir.
Both want him.
Yes.
I see. Well, I hope you'll be able to decide. Outside of the usual alternative, it's the best thing.
Alternative?
Yes, when parents can't agree which will have the child. A good school, off in the hills somewhere. Boys of his own age.
That's an idea.
Military school's always good.
Oh, Bobby'd like that. Uniforms, parades.
Yeah, well, talk it over. I'll look in tomorrow. Good day.
Bye, Doctor.
Thank you, Doctor.
Well, what do you think?
Might be the very thing.
Fine places, most of those schools.
It'd have to be one of the better ones. Not just any school.
All expenses wouldn't matter.
We can visit him from time to time.
I'm glad the doctor says it'll be good for him.
Oh, Ray, let's tell him about it the minute he wakes up.
Yeah.
He is a sweet boy, isn't he?
Yeah. He's a swell kid.
Polishing your shoes on Sunday for? The officers only make you do that on Saturday.
I stepped in some mud.
Hey, what are you doing, getting into dress uniform? That's only for parade day, or when visitors come.
Yeah.
You got visitors coming?
Uh-huh.
Old man or old lady?
He was supposed to come last week, but he couldn't make it. Yesterday I got a letter from her.
Driving up?
Guess so.
Bringing some grub for your old roomie?
Don't know.
You know, I used to get visits this early in the term from my four parents.
Four parents? You got four parents?
I started out with two, but I sort of picked up two more on the way. You got four parents, too. Your father and mother got married again, didn't they?
Yeah.
And you got four parents. Now your belt's crooked. Tension! Set your gut in.
Wipe that smile off your puss. Pin back your ears. Chest out, shoulders back, heels to... Who's that?
Mr. Phillips, sir.
Hey, you dear old... You ready for him?
Sure.
Won't you come in, sir?
Thank you. Hello, son.
Hello, Dad. I want you to meet my roommate. This is Charles Nevins.
Hello there, Charlie.
How do you do, sir? If you'll excuse me, I'll run along. Goodbye, sir. Glad to have met you.
Well, nice fellow, that roommate of yours. Nice room. Is that the uniform you wear every day?
No, sir. This is dress uniform. Only for parades and when you expect visitors.
Oh, and you put it on because I was coming, huh?
Mother's coming, too.
Oh, is she? Today?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Say, what's that big building over there, Arsenal?
That's the gym.
Oh, I see. By the way, Bobby, I got your report. Good work. Keep it up.
Yes, sir.
That's why, you know, I got rid of the old house. I forgot to tell you.
You did?
Yeah, that's why I couldn't get up last weekend. Got a good price for it, too. I may move down to Louisville, Kentucky. You see, Louise has all her relatives down there, and she's been... Well, they own a big department store, and they want me to go into business with them. Bobby, how'd you like to be the son of an heir of a big department store owner? Come in any time, take anything you like. How would you like that?
Louisville's pretty far away, isn't it?
Oh, not so very. Well, it's quite a trip, but I can make it up here easy by plane whenever I get off. Only 3 or 4 hours. I want you to visit us the first vacation you get.
But I...
Oh, that's right. You're supposed to go to your mother's for Christmas, aren't you? Well, Easter, that's better. I'll be settled, and that's an invitation now.
Yes, sir.
Oh, by the way, I'm going to deposit an extra $50 for you with the Academy Quartermaster in case you want to go on a spree.
We're only allowed to draw 25 cents a week.
Well, I'll speak to the Quartermaster. You may want something special, and I may be tied up. Do you have everything you need here?
Yes, sir.
Louise wanted to come up, but she wasn't feeling too well, so I made her stay at home. But she sent her love.
Send her mine, please.
Well, Bobby, aren't you going to tell me something about your life here?
Come in.
Hello, Bobby. My, I'm so glad. Hello, Ray.
I couldn't come up last week. I'm sorry.
That's quite all right.
Boy's looking fine, isn't he?
Yes, grand.
Well, I won't interrupt you two. I'll be going now.
You needn't go on my account, Ray.
Oh, not at all. Bobby, I'll take a stroll around the campus. I don't have to leave till 5. Meet you downstairs later.
Yes, sir.
Well, see you after a while.
Bobby, I brought you something.
Thank you.
Here. I really didn't know what to get you. So I asked Howard, and he thought that...
Hockey skates!
They're tubulars. Howard says they're the best kind. My, what a pretty uniform. Turn around, Bobby, and let me see. Yes.
It's for visitors.
That's good. It's a lovely room, and you keep it nice and tidy. Like it here?
Yes.
What's that building there?
It's the gym.
Oh. Too bad your father and I happened to come on the same day. I mean, he must have wanted to see you very much, and then I walked in. Look, Bobby, I wonder... Well, Howard's downstairs waiting to see you. He knows one of your instructors, a Mr. Temple.
He teaches chemistry.
Well, I thought, to make things easier, since your father is only staying till 5, you see, we're going to be here for dinner anyway, and I could be with you for the whole evening after that, and your father could be with you till dinner. I wouldn't mind giving you up for a little while, and it isn't quite fair to him. After all, he's come all this way. Meantime, I could talk to Mr. Temple about you and find out how you're getting along.
I'm not in any of Mr. Temple's classes.
Well, perhaps he knows about you anyway. So I'll go now, and you run along to your father, and then I'll see you the rest of the evening.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll say goodbye for just a little while. See you soon, dear.
Thank you.
crying? What are you crying for? Hey, cut that out. You think I want a crybaby for a roommate?
I'm not crying.
You were too. I saw you.
I'm sorry.
I saw your old man talking to some lady downstairs. Is that your mother?
Guess so.
Are they going home soon?
Nope. I want to see my father till 5 and then my mother till 8.
And what'd they bring you?
Money and skates. My mother brought me the skates.
Hey, they're swell. Did you try them on?
Not yet.
Well, try them on. What's the matter with you?
Okay.
Hey, listen. You don't want to let your old man and your old lady get your goat like that. They only come once in a while. And after a few times, they won't come so often. They'll start writing instead. And pretty soon, they won't bother you at all. Except Christmas and Easter. And you get presents. Anyway, you won't see her for a while now that she's going to have a baby.
Huh?
Sure, couldn't you tell? Didn't she say anything to you?
No, she didn't tell me anything. The skates don't fit.
I'll make her exchange them. If you were living home, she'd have to exchange them. Get all you can out of them. It's the only way. You ain't the only divorced kid in this school. There's others.
Well, what did you do about it?
Me? I get over it. You'll get over it, too. Everybody gets over it. It's like the mumps or your... you just have to learn to take care of yourself, I guess.
Yeah.
That ain't so bad here. It's better. Nobody crying about you or asking what you're doing all the time. Or making you kiss Aunt Minnie. You like it here, don't you?
Sure.
4 o'clock already. Only one thing I don't like here.
What's that?
Those dopey tunes they play on those chimes. Listen to that one. That's one of the dopiest. Going home. Going home. There's a million other hymns they could play, but they gotta pick that one. Makes you...
It don't sound so bad.
Not at first it don't. But maybe they play it just to break you in or kind of harden you up. I'll let them play it. I don't care.
I don't care either.
Let them forget us. We don't need them.
No, we don't need them. They'll be sorry.
Yeah. You going to college?
Guess so.
Me too. And then I'm going to be a lawyer.
I'm going to build bridges. And...
If they don't think about us, we don't need to think about them, do we? I guess we can get along.
I bet you can get along.
Sure I can.
So can I, too.
Sure.
And then... When we grow up, we can have our own places, wherever we want to.
Nobody can take it away from me.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have a place. Someplace. Someday.
Me too.
We just gotta wait.
Yeah. Wait.
From Studio One at CBS, you have just heard Benita Granville and Richard Arlen starring in Fletcher Markle's production of Wednesday's Child by Leopold Atlas. Another full-hour dramatic entertainment from radio's most celebrated playhouse. Tonight's script was especially prepared for this series by Peter Lyon, and the original music was composed and conducted by Alexander Semler. Now again, Mr. Markle.
May a producer identify the principals in our cast tonight. In the foreground...
Catherine Phillips.
Was played, of course, by Miss Granville.
Ray Phillips.
Was played by Mr. Arlen.
Bobby.
Was played by Donald Hastings.
Howard.
Was Everett Sloan.
Louise.
Was Ann Seymour.
Lenny.
Was Michael Artis.
Chick.
Was played by Ronnie Liss. In the background, actively assisting, were Miriam Wolfe, Robert Dryden, Hedley Rennie, Gregory Morton, Brainerd Duffield, and Louis Quinn. Next week from Studio One at CBS... The Amazing Dr. Clitterhouse, I think, with Mr. George Sanders. Oh. Now, until next week and all that stuff and some music, you can play, Alex. All right. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.